Hey all, welcome back to the Real Life Pharmacology Podcast. I am your host, pharmacist Eric Christensen. And today, I'm going to cover the drug dolutegravir. So dolutegravir is an agent that can be utilized in the management of HIV infection. And oftentimes in HIV infection treatment, we do need to use multiple combinations of drugs with multiple mechanism of action. And the mechanism of action of dolutegravir is an integrase inhibitor. So mechanistically, how this works is the drug kind of interrupts the HIV life cycle by binding integrase. And integrase is super important to the HIV virus, because that integrase is an enzyme that allows the virus to, air quotes for lack of a better term, integrate its own DNA into the host cell. And in humans, HIV targets those CD4 T cells. So that's how that drug helps prevent the replication and the continuous cycle, the evolution of the HIV virus within the body. Now, with that, obviously the drug is used for HIV treatment, often in combination with other drugs. Dosing is typically once a day, which is a big advantage. Many patients with HIV treatment or needing HIV treatment, pill burden can be a significant issue where patients have to take multiple different pills throughout the day, and that can lead to, you know, forgetting and not remembering when to take them and how to take them, and just getting busy with everyday life and having poor adherence. So that's most patients are probably going to be on 50 milligrams once a day. However, there is twice a day dosing for certain patients. Maybe they've been resistant in the past, or there's other clinical factors at play where we might use a higher dose there. And I'll talk a little bit about that in the drug interactions section as well. Always important to remember that, you know, this information is time sensitive, certainly. As I'm making this podcast, dolutegravir is certainly part of, or the integrase inhibitors in general are certainly part of the HIV treatment guidelines, but those seem to change as often as I change my clothes. So definitely keep that in mind with any HIV guidelines, making sure that you've got the latest and greatest information there. I did forget to mention the brand name of dolutegravir, and that's Tivicay. And it's also important to note that there are some combination products with dolutegravir in it, as well as other anti-HIV agents. So if you're unsure of what a brand name contains or is, do like I do and go look it up and make sure you know which mechanism of actions we're using, which is going to lead you down the road to recognizing, you know, side effects and drug interactions and all that sort of stuff. So important to remember to look those up if you're not accustomed to working with patients with HIV. Adverse effect profile. You may see some CNS changes, insomnia, dizziness. There's a possibility that it can raise blood sugars. So patients with diabetes, for example, that may be a concern, or at least something to monitor if you've got a patient on dolutegravir. Those are probably a little bit more frequent, but obviously, you know, maybe not quite as severe as something like, you know, hepatic failure or a hypersensitivity reaction. So those are a couple of rare adverse effects, but ones that have been reported with dolutegravir. So let's take a quick break here, and I'll finish up on drug interactions after a word from our sponsor. If you're in the market for test prep material for pharmacist board certification, BCPS, BCACP, geriatrics, MTM certification exam, or the NAPLEX, definitely go check out meded101.com/store, STORE. A growing list of resources there. If you're a practicing clinician, med student, nursing student. You can definitely find some other resources there as well. We've got books on clinical medication information on Amazon and things of that nature. So definitely go check out all those developmental resources and help hone your clinical pharmacy skills. So that, again, that's meded101.com/store, STORE. I think one of the most important things we do as pharmacists is recognize drug interactions and how to solve those drug interactions, get around them, and different ideas to help our patients as best we can in managing their medications. HIV medications, so important to recognize that there are many drug interactions. And dolutegravir certainly has some as well as other agents that are classified as anti-HIV drugs. So first off, there is dosing recommendation changes for certain medications that are used in combination with dolutegravir. So a couple of HIV drugs, efavirenz and ritonavir, those drugs, it is recommended to increase the dose of dolutegravir because these drugs can interact with the medication and ultimately lower concentrations of the drug. Another couple of non-HIV drugs, carbamazepine, rifampin, those also have recommendations to increase the dose of dolutegravir to 50 milligrams BID. Carbamazepine and rifampin, two more examples of classic enzyme inducers that can reduce the concentrations of dolutegravir. Important to note appropriate dose changes and increases if necessary there. Antacids, particularly some of the metal cations, calcium and iron, if you take these agents right with dolutegravir, it can potentially reduce absorption. So generally recommended 2 hours before or 6 hours after. However, there is a caveat in the package insert regarding if you do take this medication with food and with iron and calcium, that may be okay to do. However, I tend to err on the side of caution a little bit there. So that's definitely something I would look at on a case-by-case basis with my patient, because you have to make sure that they're getting adequate concentrations. Maybe we can get rid of the calcium supplementation. Maybe we can get rid of the iron supplementation. There might be things you can do individually on a case-by-case basis where we can either alter that timing to ensure that we're not having any issues there, and or possibly getting rid of some of those antacids and supplements. Sucralfate, or Carafate by brand name, definitely another common example of a drug that can bind up other drugs and reduce concentrations. So again, timing very, very important there. More enzyme inducers, it's generally recommended to avoid combining dolutegravir with phenytoin, St. John's wort, primidone, phenobarbital, oxcarbazepine, definitely all good examples of meds that you need to be careful with a lot of different drugs on, not just dolutegravir. And then one last one I did want to mention, dolutegravir, interestingly, increases or has the potential to increase metformin concentrations. So if you've got a patient with maybe borderline kidney function, maybe they're already on a high dose, that may increase risk for lactic acidosis, GI adverse effects, and things of that nature if we raise or substantially raise those metformin concentrations. So something to look out there for in using dolutegravir in our patients with diabetes, as well as the adverse effect, which I mentioned, where it can potentially increase blood sugars as well. I think that's going to wrap up the podcast for today. Thanks so much for listening. If you enjoyed this episode or any episodes in the past, definitely leave us a rating, review on iTunes or wherever you're listening. That's greatly appreciated. Go check out reallifepharmacology.com. We've got that free 31-page PDF giveaway on the top 200 drugs. Great little resource for med students, pharmacy students, nursing students, trying to learn pharmacology and pick up real clinical practice pearls. So definitely go check that out at reallifepharmacology.com. If you have the time, if you're looking for resources on more resources on clinical pharmacy, go definitely check out our sponsor, meded101.com/store. We've got a free Audible book there as well. If you've never listened to a book on Audible, go check the link out there and get your first book for free on Audible. A good 6 to 8 hours of content with our two books, Pharmacotherapy and Thrill of the Case. You can snag one of those for free. Signing off for today. Thanks so much for listening. Take care. Have a great rest of your day.